conclusão no meio. Last week we learned as Asbamantesis. Asbamantesis is about the machlokes of Bruno and of Yitzchok. As Bruno said, I need to yod of Lei Kaddish. Somebody wants to stand, they can't make Kiddush. The reason was, we thought, because of Asbam, of Hesek. If you make Kiddush, you're going to be Hesek. If you wash hands, you're going to be. If you wash hands, make Kiddush, there's Hesek between the washing and the drink and the eating of the bread. And therefore, you shouldn't make Kiddush. Rather, if you wash hands, what should you do? If you wash hands, it comes to Bruna. You ask on the outside, on the outside, we meet you, and that way you'll be able to get. So on that, the Rashbam, the Rav Yitzchok says not true, because Rav made kiddush on bread.
Rav made kiddush. He washed.
Huh? Sorry? Say again. That's what the Rashbam says. So then if you talk about through Rav, Rav made kiddush on bread. So you see that kiddush diastric. Rav made kiddush on bread. So therefore, Maskana the Sugar going to Rashbam was that you can, if you wash your hands for kiddush, you can make kiddush, even though you're going to be a heretic of kiddush afterwards. But the Rashbam said that Chatzkele, you shouldn't do that. Why shouldn't you Chatzkele do it? Because of Gemara and Brachas, Machlokes, the Sham Mechilel, that is Moizkin, and then you, Moizkin to the Yam, and then you do it to the Zayim, or you do it to the Zayim first. And Mechilel, Paskin, you should always do Kiddush before Mechilel to the Zayim. And therefore says the Rashbam, Chatzkele, you shouldn't do it. Why Rav did it? Good question, and Chatzkele, you shouldn't do it. And but if you did do it, it's not Hesek. That's what we're coming out from Hesek. If you did do Kiddush, if you did wash hands and then do Kiddush, it's not Hesek. You don't need to do an oven to today. That is the Rashbam's chat. Tosfos, he says different mahara. First he tries to work with Rabbeinu, with the Rashbam. At the end of the day, Tosfos holds, he's not saying to do Kiddush on bread. The Rosh Hashanah. You can't do Kiddush on bread. So maybe you can't say the pshat in the sugya here was the Rav did Kiddush on bread. That wasn't what happened. Rather, the Rav did Kiddush on wine. It says here the Rav did Kiddush on bread. It means he planned to do Kiddush on bread, changed his... No. Means he was planning to eat after doing Kiddush, and he didn't intend to die first. So he didn't intend to die first, and he did Kiddush afterwards. And you see, there's no problem doing Kiddush after intending to die if you're planning to eat. If you're planning to eat, there's no problem of doing it. Why did Bruno say that you shouldn't do it? Because Bruno was worried since Rav holds that in Kiddush Kiddush doesn't have to be done. But Mokim Siddha, he was worried he'll get carried away if he says Kiddush, and then he washes his hands, and the Kiddush will get carried away. And therefore, if Bruno says you shouldn't teach the dying first, but Arafa Maisa, according to Tetris, you can do Kiddush. Chatzkele you can do until the time, and then Kiddush, and then Hamaiti afterwards. That's the two Malcolm has seen so far in the Sugya. We're just using the Yekas as a springboard to know if what they're doing is right or wrong. Yeah, I dare you to tell a Yekas you're doing something wrong. But I'll be the Rishonim how we're learning. Are the Yekas doing something right or wrong by washing first? So, according to the Rashbam, are they doing what's right?
No.
Why?
Because it says it.
No. The Maskana was saying it's not a Hesek. You should be making Kiddush first because it's got to be some Mitzelah and Brochus. Right? Kundra Azvam, Lechatchila, you have to be Chayshish Bashitis Bitzelah. That says you should always wash your hands before you do Kiddush, after Kiddush. You should always do Kiddush then wash your hands.
But you wouldn't have to get someone else to do it, but you could.
Right.
So,
Malachatchila, you shouldn't do it. Malachatchila is something, you know.
No, but the Yekas would be halachically, you could be doing.
Right, so we also, well, the Yekas is doing right. And Malachatchila, they shouldn't be doing that way. Malachatchila, you should be taking B'Tel's opinion into account. And therefore, you shouldn't wash before doing Kiddush. I'd rather you're right. If you did, wash your hands with not Hefkish. And you can make Kiddush. Malachatchila, you shouldn't be doing that way. And according to Taitas, Chatzchili can do that. I beat some Eitzelel. We haven't learned that yet in Taitas. But Taitas said that Chatzchili can make Kiddush before, you can wash hands before doing Kiddush.
If a lot of Eitzelel, why
are
the
rest of the answers only Eitzelel? Yeah, there are answers like that. And the Ram says that, which we're going to learn very soon. Okay, so that's the answer to that. Very good. So those are the two Malkim we've had in Hussein. We have to remember them clear. Two Malkim in Husseinim. Why? Whether you can wash your hands, Peter Maskona, not Peter Havmina. Peter Maskona Shatsuga, can you wash your hands before doing Kiddush? According to the Rashbam, Peter Maskona Shatsuga is not a Hefzik. But you've got Beit Hillel to take into account. Beit Hillel said, Lechatchila, Moishkin is a Kriya Achdach maintains the dying. Lechatchila, you should make Kiddush first and then drink, and then wash hands for bread. And Tosfos holds, not like that, Tosfos holds, the Maskana of Ansuga is Lechatchila, you can wash your hands before a Moishkin. And indeed, that's what Rav did. Rav did that numerous times. He washed his hands before doing Kiddush. Right? That's what Rav did, and that's what Musa Chatzchila. So what do we do about Beit Shammai Beit Hillel? Beit Hillel did say, Moishkin is Bekois, Bapach, Moishkin is Bekois, it's Mishnah in Brochus. So Tosfos, we work on Tosfos backwards in our Sugya. Second Tosfos on the page. Zimnin, Sagin, Avkaim, Nekamidirat. Hashtomatic, the conclusion is the Kiddush, Loyal Esek Hadas. Kiddush is not Esek Hadas. In Shema, Fixesis, the Peg Eludvoyim, Omri, Faisino, Mason Sakusa, Kachmazin Yadayim. Faisino said you should first be Mosek Sakus, means first of him, means first of Kiddush. First drink the wine before you wash your hands for bread.
Drink it.
Isn't that what it means?
No, means to prepare the cup.
Does it? Moses Kei Jena means to pour the wine. Why are you pouring the wine? Means to drink it. Rashi in Bracha says, Moses Kei Vishoita, and then you should drink your, and then you should wash hands for Moses. Moses Kei Pashas means, and that's what Rashbam understood there, Moses Kei Pashas means you pour your wine, you drink it, and then you wash hands for bread. So what's going on? How could Rav do otherwise? They tell us they're not like that. From the first time, the Gemara there says, you know why? To take your limited to die in Sudah. You should have immediately after limited to die in Sudah. You shouldn't be making Kiddush in between. Right? Is Mezigas HaKoyis the pouring of the wine more the Hetzach Adas than Kiddush? The Gemara there says you shouldn't have a break. You should have strictly into the daim and Hamoitri. So we're saying you can have Kiddush in between. There the Gemara says you can't even pour the wine before him. In Shema, to the Gemara, to the Tesis, Shani Mezigo, Shibachav. Mezigah is worse. Mezigah is worse. Mezigah is diluting it with hot water. I don't know exactly how they did it, but it's certainly worse. It's more the Eschadat. Mitzach diktuk. She needs more of a diktuk. Shelo yechsav ala shelo yechsav. There shouldn't be less or more. Shemela. That's what they want to say. Mezigah is a kohes is more of a eschadah than Kiddush. The Gemara that says take it and change the time, so that didn't mean that you can't have Kiddush in between. You can have Kiddush in between. You shouldn't involve yourself in something that needs more than that. And more than that is diluting the wine. As being a town period, a different shop. So also my bechuyim. Think of my brachas, we're talking about in the weekday. Beis lochos, revori, chemit oil. If you wash the hands first, kuy de meziga. Then revori, chiyasa, bishad vayim, velo yichel alta. He will be involved in other things, they won't eat straight away. Velava daite, not. with intention, but end up not eating straight away. However, for Shabbos ain't nochus. For Shabbos you don't have to be concerned about that. So you have to make yourself acher, that you'll get involved in other things. So Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan prepared. But you eat miyat, and you end up eating straight away. So Meir says of in a term that the Shabbos you said are not relevant. Not an issue when it comes to Shabbos. So the whole problem about Bisham is you'll get carried away. You're not going to get carried away. Therefore, you can wash your hands with pockets. So I mean, that says I've been a time the big supporter for the Yekud. You can make it this first, and then. No, you can wash hands first and then make it.
During the week, obviously, the person is preparing his wine, and after he brings it to the table, and says, mostly, you can drink wine during his meal. He's not going to drink the wine before the Tuesday. Correct? Watch him, he's prepping, he's bringing...
He's preparing his wine, he's washing his hands, preparing his wine, and then he's going to get somebody to...
And most of
since he's involving himself in something else, so why do they get carried away?
So this sounds like everyone washes, somebody shouldn't go to the place and start grabbing stuff, he should do
that. Certainly not, everyone said that, that's nothing to do with this. Everyone would have told you, even a child would have told you that. After washing your hands, you're not meant to involve yourself in anything else.
Then what was the reason of saying on a Tuesday, don't be preparing wine and any other prep of something other than bread? Isn't that, was this now so that you would know not to do anything before? Or, the point of this discussion of whether you should prepare wine before, which I believe would be, well, that excludes anything. You don't grab a napkin, you don't grab anything.
This is the wine you're going to be drinking before the meal. It's your last drink before the meal. This is wine you're going to be drinking before the meal.
Tuesday, first would wash, and say, Bore prayer, God, and then you do bread.
Could do. Theoretically, could do.
The normal thing during Tuesday, if you eat the bread first, then your meal.
But if you want to drink wine before meal, is it out on a Tuesday? Nothing wrong with drinking wine before meal. Remember here, since by doing so you're going to get carried away, therefore worry that you'll never get your bread, and therefore you can't do that. Right? So you'll have to have wine before meal.
So theoretically, other than wine, if a person washes hands and there's an apple, could he go to me, take a bite?
I don't know, I think Shaila's, well, I'll ask the rabbi. At the moment, we're trying to understand.
There's not the parish of Hassan article, so hopefully still the shower. What?
Yes. The shower is there,
Yeah,
another. Yeah, and we're talking about Shabbos. I mean, that means we're talking about weekdays. We're talking about Shabbos. So, I mean,
the whole discussion of the Messiah are all about Shabbos.
Where?
They call the shower, aren't they?
No, there's one part of it, yeah, but not the whole thing. One thing about the Yom or the Kiddush, one thing, not the whole thing. So, I mean, that's the Malach of Rav. So, what's coming out from the Sugya is we have to remember that it's coming out from the Sugya Kuntz Rabbi Natan. There's absolutely no issue about washing your hands before making Kiddush. But you have to? You have to?
No.
No, you don't have to. Right? Kuntz Rabbi Natan, are you allowed to?
No.
Couldn't ask mom. The chaskid yes before you should be samay. They did on it. So are you allowed to come be samay? No. If you did the esrog, no. According to Rabbi Natan, are you allowed to? Yes. Do you have to? No. Okay, now let's see Rabbeinu the Rif. Let's see the Rif. See what his take on the sugya is.
That's the one you gave it to us? That's the one you gave it to us?
We told you what to do, yeah.
So Rabban, Mezriga, which means not only wine, means the water also.
Mezriga means to dilute with.
So why do you call it Mezriga, filling up the glasses, wine?
Mezriga is a curse, because in those days they used to have to dilute, they used to fill them up with 2/3 of wine and then add water. So that's where it comes from. Limzoglacha. That all these modern day, everything is ready. I said not. So let's have a look at how the Rif understands it. Okay. They've had a different take. Rif is the middle one. Yeah.
Amar Bruna.
And you have it? Amar Bruna?
Yes.
Right, you do. Amar Bruna. This is Chav Beis in the Vilna edition.
The new edition of Talmud Aleph.
The new edition of Talmud Aleph. Amar
Lower.
4 inches above? No, higher than.
Oh.
Where is it?
Oh, it's 10 inches
above. Can you always, pick up your gemara a minute?
Oh, yeah, higher than Tanur. Yeah.
Higher than
Tanur? Yeah, a paragraph up. The closest one.
Amar Rab, not al yodov lo yekadesh. If you wash your hands, you should not do kiddush. So far, like Azamar. Chenam of Adra Rab, Amar Rab, not al yodov lo yekadesh. Amar Rav Yitzchok, Bashmo, Bamasa. Akati lo yinoch nafshi, the Rab, Shavkino, Nishmaite. The forgotten is his teaching.
Shavkino for that.
Argus is shachino. Some shavkino means to leave it. Argus was they forgot it. Zimnin shagin. There were times harkemnik made rav zimnin davachaviv leirito. Sometimes he liked bread. Mekatzirito. Zimnin davachaviv leichamro. Sometimes he liked wine. Mekatzachamro. Alma. Bechavivusa, Talia Milsa, Belav Benetila, Talia Milsa. I saw in Yeshua's Gemara this line was underlined. Now, why was this line underlined in Yeshua's Gemara? Because this doesn't exist in our Gemara. What?
No, it doesn't exist.
Does not exist. Alma, the Chavivisa, Talia Milsa, Vela Benetila, Talia Milsa. What does the wrist want? The Chain Hilchasa. I'm telling you, you can't wash your hands. And if you did wash your hands, you can't make kiddush. But you did do it. If you liked the bread, you did do it. So you see, it all depends on what you like and not what you wash your hands. What's the wrist want from this? So we're going to see the run explains this. But before the run explains this, the run goes through a couple of other studies first. So other opinions first. So bear with us as we go through the run. He starts off with Rashi of Rashba. Not the Yodav Lo Yikadish. Okay, you have it there, not the Yodav. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
Not the Yodav Lo Yikadish. There's Rashi Lo Yikadish who? He shouldn't do kiddush. Kiddush is a tzaita. So he shouldn't be mitzvah tzaita. He's tzachli to yodol pam shenit. And that's what he's done the second time. With our chinah name of the Rav, we refuse him from Rav to have a kashar yitzol. From a vadi to have a moshe yodi, he would certainly wash his hands meikara. Alma ina kiddush, mastik, bein etzilet sedayim lachila. אַפ אגעב יבלע, דייכל מיטרי, דאַפ קומען מיר קאַנצער אַ פּאַס, דאָ לאי אַ וואַסאַקע. דער אונד יך מיט קיר זאַן פּאַס, דאָס איז נאָ אַ סאַקע. דער פיס אַ פּאַס דאָ פון אויף, קוז דער פּאַס איז אין פראַנט פון. פֿאַר דאַנק צו יעדער מיאַד, and his intention is to eat straight away. Zachar kiddush. Aber kim ekab zachama o haveste. Avilo ochi, nevertheless, kim du tamuza lo idochi. Since the Gemara didn't review that way, Anan, loyim mefaginam binayu, we don't make such a chiluk. Amir lechatzkele says the Rashbam, mekatzin first you do kiddush v'achachnitin, and then you wash your hands for moitzi. Kibitzel al zominam bepeik elus voim. To take this and see this time suda. So now we have a Moses question. Hishimani, imis loyim mefaginam. If there is no difference between making kiddush on bread or wine, Rav, Hechiyavid, Ovar Alitina. How could Rav be Ovar Alitina? Rav, a Moshe Yodim, he would wash his hands before kiddush. How could he do that? How could Rav wash his hands before doing kiddush? Ari, Pitilal said, you have to first do kiddush, and then wash your hands. Since he really wanted to eat the bread, have it of his hockey. He would do this way. Even though he's not being mechanic, he would do it this way.
not to the minimum, it was after the Kiddush.
What does minimum mean?
The best way, the most proper way of doing it.
So he's basically saying that he's going against the law because he really desires the best. This may be an overriding factor.
Right. Even though really you're meant to be doing Kiddush, and then while she entered bread, since Rav really wanted to eat the bread, he washed his hands first. Tell me, did he wash his hands and then make Kiddush, or did he wash his hands and make Hamoitzi? How do you understand the Ram?
He'll say Kiddush on the bread and pass.
Kiddush. Kiddush first. And then bread.
You made Kiddush on wine?
Yeah.
I think in the Rani understood. Rani understood that Rav made Kiddush over the bread.
Not
and that's what he means by Chavmuso. Chavmuso the Rifta. I think that's how he understood it. And that's the question. Since Bitzilah said, you should. That means, like he was mocking me, he says, there's no difference if you make. He means that Lema Pagino be Mekansha Rifta and Mekansha Chamo. There's no differences between making Kiddush on bread or making Kiddush on wine. It means it sounds like he's saying that even according to Bitzilah, we prefer you to make Netzilas Adayim after saying Kiddush. After saying Kiddush, it shouldn't be an asterisk. We prefer you making Netzilas Adayim after saying Kiddush. So how could you wash your hands for Moitzi and you're going to be having a fair asterisk of Kiddush in between? Rabbi Shilal said, take it from Netzilas Adayim Sudah. We prefer you that you shouldn't be having any asterisk between Netzilas Adayim and eating the bread. So I prefer you not to make Kiddush afterwards. So how could you wash your hands, say Amoitzi and Kiddush, and then only eat the bread? According to Beisilel, we prefer there's no aspect. To which the Ran answers, that since he loved the bread, then he prefers to make Kiddush on over the bread, even though he won't be doing the Tzitzayim properly, because the Tzitzayim when having a Kiddush between the Tzitzayim and the eating of the bread. So I prefer you to do that way. I prefer, I like the bread so much. Right, that's how I understand the Ran. Right, I'll say over the question of the Ran. The Timhani. If there really is no difference between making Kiddush on bread and making Kiddush on wine, Rav Yechiova the Bitzilah. How could Rav Yechiova the Bitzilah? Now one second, what did Rav do? What did Rav do in Asugya?
Got
us another question.
He used one or the other.
What did Rav do? What was the story?
Rav Baum said that he first did the Yagadayim. He made Kiddush on a Yain.
No. He relied on the first washing and didn't go back to washing again.
And
we saw that
he could do it. But what did Rav do? What was the story? What was the mighty Rav that Rav did? Right, he made it on the mighty. That's all Rav did. Right. So was Rav against the Yisrael?
Yes. Sometimes
he did wine, so he washed after it. The time he did bread, he washed beforehand. So why have we got a case where Rav went against Bitzilah? So the Ran understands that it's against Bitzilah, because Bitzilah holds, take your flint, Tinus Adayim, Sudah, you shouldn't be doing anything in between. Kiddush included. You shouldn't be doing Kiddush included. So how could Rav be over on Bitzilah? Right?
He wanted to do it on bread, they changed it.
Who spoke about changing your mind? Rafi, let me tell you a lesson for life. Okay? When we learn one reason, ignore every other reason. Okay? A lesson for life, a very important lesson. We're learning the Rashbam's Mahalach. Don't bring in, it's a cardinal sin. Yehoid Ladiava, to bring in any tasers, art scroll, anything. When learning Rashbam, that's Rashbam. Okay? And I made that. Scratch that. So it's not on the... Okay, you didn't say it. So now, Rashbam told us that Rav made Kiddush on bread, and then he made Hamoitzi, Kiddush, and ate his bread. And from that, Rashbam wanted to bring a raya, that you see, Kiddush is not a hashtag. But said the Rashbam, but you've still got Rizidot, world to worry about. Right? So says the Ram, so that's true. So how could Rav make Yiddish of a bread? He's going again. This Beit Hillel. Which Beit Hillel? The Beit Hillel that says the alternative is a dime each. And Rav didn't do that. Alternative is a dime and eight kiddos. So how could he do that? Why do you have to? He could have made wine. Couldn't make it as a wine. Couldn't make it as a wine. So why do you do that? Answer is, says Ram, because since he loved the bread so much, he wants to make kiddush on the bread. There's an Indian in making kiddush on something he likes so much. So he wants to make kiddush on the bread. If you make kiddush on bread, you're going to have a problem and see if it's a dime now. Because you're going to do the Tzitzit Daim first. So it's a toss-up. Which one do you do? Do you take into account Beit Hillel's opinion, which is Halacha Tchila? Or do you take into account the making kiddush on a kabbalistic bread? Says Rav, I hold, take into account making kiddush on a kabbalistic bread. And therefore, although we're not making it in Tzitzit Daim, Halacha Tchila, no. And not a source.
And what about when he was washing his hands on the kitchen?
What's the matter? Say something, Yossi. Don't look at me in pulling faces. Say what's bothering you.
Bothering you, you're
not getting he's bringing a mile of kitchen on bread.
But they still didn't say you a mile.
Because they still weren't talking about when there's nothing to solve there.
They feel that you do it this way.
Because they still were not talking about where there was a person who had a particular passion or craving for bread. He wasn't talking about that.
This wouldn't be part of our craving for our passion.
Because it makes the receivers for the bread.
What 30 seconds later to have your bread after you have your wine?
It gives the extra chashivas for the kiddush that I did it over something which for me is something which my saliva is drooling up on my mouth and mom is enjoying this. It gives the chashivas though for the kiddush.
Yeah, but that's what I am.
Right, and therefore what?
How can you go against that?
That's a question anyway you can ask. How can you ever make kiddush on bread? Okay, what I am. But can you make it some bread? Yes. So that that question needs to be answered. And by the way, on Shabbos afternoon, it's about 5 to 6. I was looking at Rosh, and I wanted to jump up and scream, but I didn't. And the Rosh said that Taina on Avinu Tam. Chizuk for Avinu Tam. Avinu Tam says you have to do kiddush on bread. And one of the Tainas is Zochei Alayim. Zochei Alayim. Very good. Good Taina. But there are Ben Jewish animals that you can make kiddush on bread. Could Kasha, we explained what we said last time in answer to that. But back to the Ram. There is, says the Ram, Rav was before Amoitzi, although there'll be a hefsek between Amoitzi and the eating of the bread. That means there'll be a hefsek between the Netzias Zayim and the eating of the bread. Bachlas Chavivutoi, since he enjoys the bread so much, it gives a chizuk to the kiddush, and therefore that trumps the Netzias Zayim, the Chatchila of Beit Hillel. That's the Pshat and the Rashba.
Well, just clarification.
So, you know, the woman is asking about this, but he wrote anyway. Is it possible
that
we can learn this to say that he meant he's performing about the issue
of that he was actually doing nice on bread and
doing it on wine and then following up with bread?
But Rav
never did that.
Rav never did that?
Well, I'm asking a question on Rav. Rav didn't do that. But maybe he's referring to... We say that's not Kashan Rav then. You're not Tabak Kasha. How could we do it? That's not the Kasha. Iran said, Rav, Hechi Ava, the Mizilah. How could Rav be over on Mizilah?
Which Rav Elutan, he didn't do it on bread.
Why are you bringing Rabbi Natan into the run? He's explaining the Ashbam. Right.
I understand what he did on bread because he had the from bread. What about what he did on wine? He says he washed first. Then he would do it.
Didn't say he washed first. He said if you wash first, then I have said. He didn't say you can do it. The Rambam never told us that we're not allowed to chatchila wash first when we're doing it on wine. I can. The Rambam said chatchila we have to do kachosis for beitilah. But we got a question on Rav. The Rav did something. What did Rav do? Rav washed before making kiddush on bread. So the question is, how could he do that? It's against beitilah. How could he do that? He said, "Pierce Rashi." He was mighty, and he gave the stuff of the Rashbam. So that's how we know he's giving the Rashbam. So the Rav said the Rav was over on Bitello. Achon? The Rav was over on Bitello. Well, we learned Tosfos, just to throw another thing into the equation here. Tosfos holds the Hesek is between the Netzir Zadayim and the Birchas Hamoitzi. The Ram sent out the Hesek is between the Netzir Zadayim and the eating of the bread. Okay, my question is saying.
We added that in. I think Rosh Bam said Yachit Achla, and we said, well, it was the Birchas Achla.
Yeah, in Tosfos, yeah.
In Tosfos,
we added that in. Yeah, Tosfos, Mashal, and yeah. So very good. So we see Machlokes Rishonim. We see Machlokes Rishonim, which on this point. Right. That's the first Malach. So we'll remember it. Malach of the Rashbam. Malach of the Rashbam. Rebbeinu, tell us the Malach of the Rashbam. Just the Rashbam. No one else. What the Rashbam hold on the Suya. That's a bad start. No, that's a very bad start. Okay, so we must help you come down. What's the Rambam's opinion on the sugya? Must come out of sugya.
You cannot wash before making hamotzi making kiddush, because if you do, it's going to be a bracha levakal.
That was a bruna. What about Skala? The conclusion of the Suya. The conclusion, the bottom line.
We go like,
when we're taking out the
Suya. Like you can't wash before. But if you do, then you're going to go, you're making it on pas.
No. I think I've got to say that. The bottom line of the Rashbam is that lechatchila not to wash before kiddush, because you have to take into account the beitilah. But if you did, there's no hefsek, and you don't have to wash again, and you can make kiddush. You don't have somebody else to make kiddush. You can make kiddush. You don't need to. And wash again, and then you make a mighty entrance.
And no difference between bread and wine, and so.
And there's no difference. We must remember the conclusions, because otherwise we're going to just be one big challenge. And you won't be a yek at the end, you'll be some type of Polish, Germanic son, right? We want to know what the Moskvan is, what the Rashbam holds. So, Rashbam holds, the Chatchila, not to wash beforehand, because you have to take into account Bitero. But if you did, there's no hefsek, you can make kiddush, and you can eat some of the answers.
What we read on the daf is the maskana is different than what the commentary is on the daf. He said you can't.
Who said you can't?
Rashbam. Rashbam. He said it would be a brachal of a
that was in Rebruna, that was the Habamina. Rebruna said that, and then they told him you've forgotten the learning.
Okay.
Right, remember?
So we had to straighten out the Rashbam, like Tosfos said.
Rashbam was explaining it, Bruno. And then Rashbam was explaining the Maskana. The Maskana of the Sugya is over here. This Rashbam, the second Rashbam. The Sugya is that you can, if you did wash, it's not there. Right?
Okay.
Alright? That's the Maskana. So, along comes the Baal HaMoed. Maybe we should make a chart about it. And on comes the Baal HaMoed. So Raz Halevi is commonly known as the Baal HaMoed. Why is he commonly known as Baal HaMoed? Who is the Raz Halevi? Reb Zerachya Halevi. Right? Who was Reb Zerachya Halevi? He wrote a commentary on the Rif called the Ma'or HaKaton. A small light. Small light after the moon, right? Mm-hmm. Hamar HaKaton happens to be on the page. If we look the Bani Yossi, Maria Kotter. Zerachia Halevi, he was the Baal HaMor, the author of the Ma'or. So he says a different shot, completely different shot in Rav, what's going on. Pirush, he's now explaining a Bruno. Zerav is Amid Oma, Tuamin Makadish. We're going to learn an opinion of Rav to hold that you eat anything on Friday night before Kiddush, that's it. No Kiddush that night. You have to wait till the next day to make Kiddush. Tuamin Makadish. That's it. So not on your dog. If you wash your hands, that's like you started eating. The Goladite, Shekopa Sachile. He's showing me he wants to eat. Mizilzul the Kiddush Ayoim, and he is being Mizalzul. How do you translate that? Active derogatory, yeah. Degraded the Kiddush Ayoim. The Havelei Kiddu Tom is as if he has the logical issues. He's got no school staff to make Kiddush. And therefore, other people can make Kiddush. Kiddush, if Bruno says in the name of Rav, remember this, if Bruno says in the name of Rav, somebody washes his hands, it's as bad as if he yet. And if he yet, he can't make Kiddush, then now he can't make Kiddush. He has to ask somebody else to make Kiddush for him. The Docher of Yitzchak Roshmaitz and the Maskon of the Sukh is not like that. To keep in the Eshar Kiddush Arifto, since it's possible to make Kiddush on bread, in the zilzul the kiddush hayoyim, it's not a zilzul the kiddush hayoyim. For me kaddish aleizim en shiyutze, he cannot make kiddush on either one he wants. The course again, anam hashtol the camel on top me kaddish. Certainly, we for all that even if you did it, you can still make kiddush. Even if you did it, you can still do Abdallah. Tzlei chashin and all the rabbuna, we don't hold the rabbuna at all. Call it.
What
story
is the
Kanas? We'll learn that sugya, that's coming up. But that's what, it's a big sugya. That's what Rav Bruno was saying, and that's the Maskana. So what's the Havmina of the Maskana? The Havmina of Rav Bruno was that if you wash your hands, you've shown that you want to eat, you've gone as close to make Kiddush. Maskana is if you wash your hands, you can't make Kiddush. Right? Is that Hesek? We don't have any Mekoyot Hesek.
So,
you can't, right?
You Yossi by listening, or do you?
You can't make it yourself.
You're unable to be Yossi, and you have to make it tomorrow morning.
Couldn't have him enough?
Yeah, have him.
Couldn't have him enough? You can listen.
And be Yossi.
Yeah,
and then you don't really have to
make it tonight. Right. So that's the matter of the bottom line. Along comes the Rish, and this is now the Rish. Remember, the Rish said some funny cryptic words. So he said these words: "The Alma, the Chavivusa, Tali Milsa, the Lav Benetila, Tali Milsa." So what does that all mean? It says the Rush of a Midibarius near Shuma Parishkach. Not that Yodov La Yikadish, she's explaining the Havimina. Not that Yodov La Yikadish, you know why? Mishum, the Kivan Dima Kimirdain the Peyois, since it's forbidden to wash your hands just for Peyois, just for fruits. Yeah, God Yadaita, the Chaviva Le Yirto. By washing his hands, he's showing that he likes the bread better. Vesmir le Bruno, where Bruno holds being the captain of us. You're not allowed to make kiddush on bread. Bread is only kiddush only made on wine. So he's now stopped. He's in a torn. He's here. He's stuck. On the one hand, he's washed his hands, which shows he loves the bread. Which means, therefore, he can't make kiddush on wine because the bread is more costly than the wine. On the other hand, you can't make kiddush on bread because you can't make kiddush on bread. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do in this situation? So therefore, says the Bruno, he can't make kiddush at all. Shalapati, yes, sir. He can't make kiddush on bread. the answer to Kaddish, because you stam can't make Kiddush on bread. If you would make Kiddush on the wine, Nimta Mekaddish also in a Chaviv. He's making Kiddush on something which is a Chaviv. Helkachle, Kaddish, he can't make Kiddush, Avarachim, Mekaddish Mariyayim, other people should make Kiddush on the wine. That's the shit of Rebruna, the Havamina. The shit of the Havamina was what? If you wash your hands for bread, you're stuck. You're stuck. You can't make Kiddush now on bread because you can't make Kiddush on bread. And you can't make Kiddush on wine because you're degrading the wine. You're degrading the wine. The wine is not Chaviv. The bread's more Chaviv. How can you make Kiddush on something which isn't so Chaviv? So what's the maskana? What's the maskana? That's sickness the milsa. So Rab Kolei Milsa Chaviv Elayuto. When he liked bread, he would make it some bread. Make Kaddish Arifta. The Alma Bechaviv Talia Milsa. You see, if you like the bread, you can make it some on bread. Kolei Milsa Chaviv Elayichamra. When he liked the wine, make Kaddish Achamra. He would make it some wine. Hilkach Noktinon. Therefore the maskan is Mekachin Arifta. We make Kiddush on bread because Chavivus Atalia Milsa. Not Minitilus Atalia Milsa. You said once you wash your hands you're stuck, because once you wash your hands you served your life bread and there's nothing you can do. No, once you wash your hands you served your life bread, you can make Kiddush on bread. The Chavivus Atalia Milsa, you can make Kiddush on bread. And therefore the maskana of the milsa, according to the rib, according to the maskana of the sugi, is do what you like best. You like kiddush on bread, make your own bread. You like kiddush on wine, make your own wine. But, says the Ran, a very important line. For me, you are catching nothing on me with Bruno. Because Bruno is not refuted about this point. They're not on yod of lay kaddish. Somebody watches them, he shouldn't make kiddush on wine. El alapas. He should make kiddush only on bread. Because what did the Bruna tell us? If you wash your hands, you're showing that you love the bread. That's what you're showing. Why are you washing your hands? If not to show that I've got a drive for bread. So you're showing that you love your bread. Ah! If you love your bread, it means you have two kiddush on the bed. What's the best?
Bread.
The bread. Because Bruna said, because of this, you're stuck. You can't make kiddush on bread. Because if you make kiddush on bread, you can't do it. And there's no kiddush on bread. We all, you can make kiddush on bread. And then you have to make kiddush on bread. You have to make kiddush on bread. From his words, we can at least learn that he must yode when he washed your hands, goli aydaite, he has revealed the rifto chavivale, that the bread he likes. And from this point, the Bruno wasn't refuted. This is my opinion in the words of the Rish. It says there are coming out from the Rish. Somebody washes his hands. He's shown that he likes bread. The minute you decide that bread for you is chavivah, so more chavivah, and more desire than the wine, that's it. Kiddush has to be on bread. So can kiddush be done on bread?
Absolutely.
Can it be done? If Bruno said no, if Bruno holds that Rabbeinu Tam, there's no such thing as kiddush on bread. So then you're stuck. You have to ask somebody else to be made to you. But the Rish says that's not true. Rav made kiddush on bread. So if Rav made kiddush on bread, why did he make kiddush on bread? Because he liked it. He has a certain passion for the bread. Says so, you can make kiddush on bread. So if you wash your hands before kiddush, you have to make kiddush on bread, because that's the chavivus. That's what you like better. if we go back to the Yechidus, we've learned so far four shittas, four Rishonim about what, whether you can make, whether you can do the Tzidayim before Kiddush on wine. Four shittas, four opinions we've had. We'll go through them one by one, and then I'll ask you to say them over. The Rashbam said, lechatchila, you have to wash your hands only after making Kiddush, because they have two questions from Beitila. So Mela, lechatchila, not to wash your hands before Kiddush. Can the Yakis pay him with that? No. We had Rabbi Natan that said that if you wash your hands before Kiddush, you're allowed to do that, there's no problem, it's not serious to Beit Hillel, because Beit Hillel were referring specifically to Shabbat, to weekday matter, or they're talking about diluting the wine, but the actual fact of making Kiddush, that's not a problem. So Mele Kunzer of Inetam, you're allowed to wash your hands before making Kiddush. On wine. But you can't make Kiddush on bread, it comes over any time. You're allowed to wash your hands before making Kiddush on wine. You're allowed to. Lachatchila, you're allowed to. Can the Yekis fill in with that? Yes, you're allowed to. Very good. So we have Yekis can't fill in with Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam, do you have to wash your hands beforehand? No. Next theory I had was the Balamoid. The Balamoid said an interesting pshat. We said it very quickly, but he said an interesting pshat that by washing your hands first, you showed which one you liked, and therefore you've been mezalzel in the kiddush by making kiddush on wine. And to which Rabbi Yitzchok said, no, it's not a zilzul, because you can make kiddush on bread, and therefore it's not a zilzul. In fact, I washed my hands on bread beforehand, it's not a zilzul. Okay. We don't really see in the Balamoy what he holds about Hefsekim. He didn't really discuss that point. We won't focus so much on Balamoy. Have now the Rish. The Rish says, if you wash your hands beforehand, you've shown that you want bread. If you've shown you want bread, you have to make Kiddush on bread. You can't make Kiddush on wine. Can you act in with that? Why not?
Well, they can make Kiddush on bread.
But they don't make Kiddush on bread. They're making Kiddush on wine. According to the Rish, it's forbidden what they do. If you wash your hands, you've shown you want the bread, and therefore you have to make Kiddush on the bread. That's what the halacha of the Rish was. So we've come out, I have those four shittas, the Balamoid shittas, which we haven't focused so much on. The other three shittas we did, two of them are against the Yekas, and one of them, you could do like them, but you don't have to. So the Yekas are an opinion that they're putting themselves in tremendously hot water. Says the Beis Yosef. I know there's opinions who hold that you can wash your hands before Kiddush, but why do it? Why do it? You're doing it against the Rashbam, because the Rashbam said that Kiddush shouldn't do it. Certainly against the Rish. And you've got Rabbi Natan to hold on. But even Rabbi Natan didn't say you have to do it that way. And therefore, says Rabbi Natan, although there are, it is an opinion to all that way, he doesn't understand why anyone would want to do that. Although maybe the Rosh did it, says Rabbi Shalsa. But the Rosh maybe did it because he wanted to make a point. The Rosh Paskin that you can wash beforehand. He wanted to make a point to tell all his generation that you can't do it. He wanted to make a point saying you can. But they're not that thing that's kind of hog that has really do it, you know, forever. So therefore the Beis Yosef is very anti this idea of washing the plants. But the Ramal says, Miyomai lo Ruisi, I've never ever seen anyone who made kiddush before washing. Never seen it. Everyone washed their hands before kiddush. So we'll see. Everyone washed their hands before kiddush. In the days of the Ramal. Miyomai lo Ruisi, I never ever saw anyone do otherwise.
Wow. Was it wine in his day?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So maybe tomorrow I'll bring in the Mishnah and thing. I would like you first to go over the shittas, get the shittas clear, learn the Sefer Rashbam, Sefer Sfirit Ram, and then before we do the Rishayin and the Halacha Maisa, there are a couple of places we missed out which we have to learn, and that is the first Sefer and Chazor of the second Sefer. The first Sefer is Nesi Olivani Kaddish and Chazor of the second Sefer. And then we will have Nishanim on the second. And then we have Sam Tamara just bringing the...
Not Lint, Nikata.
And later on,
how do they get out of the state only for Mizigo?
Second time to Mizigo, I'm referring to weekday. Okay.
Weekday.
Get it out of the equation. Yeah, the teacher said that. He said that. He said that. You should first drink and then wash hands. You told me I would finish.
Can I ask the Ron? What are the words, translation in the Ron?